In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Brothers and sisters, we heard today a familiar gospel reading, how the Lord says to us that the lamp of the body is the eye. And he speaks to us and he says that no one can serve two masters. He can't serve God and man. And finally, he tells us to seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else that is needed will be granted to us. We'll look at these teachings of the Lord today through the instruction and the wisdom of St. Nikolai Vili Mirovich. Last Sunday we celebrated all the saints of North America, and St. Nikolai is one of the saints of this land. He came here from Serbia, and he taught and he served at St. Tikhon's Seminary in South Canaan, Pennsylvania. Some of you know that's where I went to seminary, of course, after St. Nikolai. But we'll look at his writings, and we'll look at his sermon for this gospel reading. Now, the sermon of St. Nikolai is quite lengthy. He's called the Serbian Chrysostom, and that's because of the eloquency of his words. But like St. John Chrysostom, who would preach for hours, some of St. Nikolai's sermons are very long. We'll condense it best we can. The teaching of Christ is, if you seek, you shall find. If you ask, you shall receive. If you knock, it shall be open to you. And in these things, the Lord is telling us about his kingdom, a kingdom that he has for us, if only we would seek, if only we would ask, if only we would knock. We would gain entrance into this kingdom. And this is the kingdom of life, the kingdom of light. This is the kingdom of heaven that he's prepared for us. When we think about this image of the lamp of the body being the eye, it's through the eye that light enters within and we're able to understand everything. The eye of the body is physically located in the eye socket in the head, but the eye of the soul is the human heart. It's through the heart and the purity thereof that we come to see the living God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So it's through this eye that we receive and see God and his kingdom, through this purity of this instrument of the soul, the heart of the soul. That leads us to this word illumination. It's a very churchly word, illumination. In fact, we use this term to describe those who are entering into the church. Those are the people who are undergoing and preparing for holy illumination, that they get to receive this kingdom of light within themselves, entering through the eye of the heart into the innermost being. And this God of light illumines them with his presence. St. Nikolai speaks to us about this light of Christ. And he says that this light comes to us through five things, five main things. And he has this wonderful image in his sermon about candles. And he says that the first candle, which is the light of Christ, is found in creation itself. That everybody who has been brought into existence is given a mind. And a mind is able to look at creation and try and read it like a book. And this creation, this book, speaks to us about God, our Creator. That through the mind we understand creation, which points to the Creator. And this is possible for all of mankind. Everyone is given this light of Christ, who illumines every man who comes into the world. Everybody has this one candle. But he says that God didn't leave man with just a single candle, but he gave him a second candle, and that's the Old Testament, the Law and the Prophets, who spoke about Christ. The Lord, in referencing the scriptures, he says, these scriptures, these testify of me. Search them. You'll find me in them. That Christ is the fulfillment of the Law and the Prophets. The Old Testament scriptures point to him. This is the second candle. The third candle is, of course, then the New Testament scriptures. The apostles who saw Christ, the light of the world, wrote down everything that they had seen. All of the saving works of Christ, from his conception to his ascension into heaven, through the sending down of the Holy Spirit and his presence within the apostolic community. They wrote all of this down. in the Gospels, in the Acts of the Apostles, in the epistles, in the letters, even in the book of Revelation, St. John saw the end of the age, and they wrote it down for us. So we have the light in creation, the light in the Old Testament, the light in the New Testament. The fourth candle, St. Nikolai tells us, is that of the church. This church of Christ makes manifest to us the light of God. When Christ ascended to heaven, he sent down the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit abides within the church, and the church becomes a light to the world, so that Christ would abide with us forever as the light of the world. The church brings this light into darkness. And the final and fifth candle, St. Nikolai tells us, is that of the gift of the grace of God, that the Holy Spirit was given not just to the church in its corporate aspect, but to each and every one of us, so that we could become lights to the world, as the Lord had prophesied, so that we might bear that same light that the church has within ourselves, as living members of this body of Christ, who brings this illumination to all. So Nikolai, when he tells us about these five candles, he says, which is greater to have? A single candle, two candles, three candles, four, or five? And he asks an obvious question. It's best to have all five. It's best to have all five. And he reminds us that as Christians, we have been given all five. And we have to uphold all of these candles. The light that comes not just through the Holy Spirit, not just through the church, not just through the New Testament, not just through the Old Testament, but also through creation. All five of these candles must be lit and must shine brightly. And that fire that lights all of these candles, this light and knowledge of God, is the same. It's the same light that illumines all. It's the light of Christ. And he counsels us, he warns us, to be careful not to extinguish any of these candles. And he speaks to us from the perspective of church history. We know in the early church there were some people who thought that the New Testament not only surpassed, but also made the Old irrelevant. And that we don't need the Old Testament anymore. They could eliminate it. There were those in the history of Christianity who thought, well, we have the Old and the New Testament. We need to uphold those. But we don't really need the church. We can have sola scriptura, scripture alone. That's all that we need. There were others who said, all we need is the Holy Spirit. You don't need the scriptures anymore. You don't need the church. All you need is your own spiritual life. You can have that by yourself. And there were those who said, all we need is the spiritual stuff. We don't need the knowledge of creation. We don't need science. There were people who thought that science was against the knowledge of God, that faith and reason were opposed to one another, and that to have the light of faith, you have to blow out the candle of reason, of science. Of course, as Orthodox Christians, we know that all of these candles need to be lit. One of the challenges for us is to uphold this fullness, to uphold the light of Christ in every way that he reveals it to us. It's difficult to do this. And why is it difficult? The Lord says, because no one can serve two masters. No one can serve God and mammon. Because he'll cling to one and reject the other. He'll love the one and despise the other. He'll keep one candle lit and blow out another. That we can't serve light and darkness. St. Nikolai Bevan Morovitch, when he speaks to us about this word mammon, he tells us this is a Phoenician word, and it means riches. Mammon means riches. But this word mammon not only is synonymous with the term riches, but this word mammon also describes an idol of the Phoenicians. They had an idol that was made for riches. A lot of different idols, but one was specifically for riches. And people sought riches by praying to this idol. And they put their hopes in this idol and in wealth and riches. And St. Nikolai tells us, as the scriptures say, the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, but the love thereof, making money into an idol, as the Phoenicians had done. He says, when wealth becomes our God, we become subject to not only greed, But our riches make possible all other sins and vices. Drunkenness, gambling, promiscuity, adultery, and all impurity. He who cleaves to riches with his whole heart will not be able to keep himself from lying, stealing, plundering, perjury, or even from murder, simply in order to preserve and increase his riches. Likewise, envy and hatred for those who have more than himself. Now it's interesting what St. Nicolai says. He says that the Lord could also have said, you cannot serve God and falsehood, for God is truth. Or God and selfishness, for God is mercy and care for others. Or God and sexual immorality, for God is purity. Or God and jealousy, for God is pure love. Or God and whatever sin, for God is sinless and the adversary of sin. We cannot serve two masters whose thoughts, desires, and wills are in opposition to each other. We cannot serve light and darkness. Very fascinating, the words of St. Nicolai, how he expounds upon what mammon really is. Mammon is the desire for something other than God. Riches are just a means to acquire these things. You know, sometimes the fathers say it's easier as a Christian to be poor. Because if we struggle for a desire for this or for that, if we're poor, we can't have it. But if we were rich, we could easily go out and buy it and have it. And it could corrupt us. It's easier to be poor than to be wealthy. And this is in part why the Lord says, don't seek after these things. I know your needs. You don't need to go after these things. I'll meet your needs. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then everything else that you need will be given to you. Don't seek after riches. Don't seek after the world. Don't seek after idolatry. Seek after the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, there are challenges for us as Christians to seek after God in every way that he reveals himself to us. And to have this fullness abiding within us. This fullness of the kingdom which is to come, this fullness that experience in the church, this fullness within our very selves. To have the eyes of our souls open wide so that the light of Christ can come within us and fill us. And this is that process of illumination. Now, I mentioned this is a term that describes as people enter into the church, but it's also what we do in the church. You know, we go from an inquirer to a catechumen in the church, to someone who's sacramentally received in the church, to someone who's being purified in the church, someone who's being illumined by the church, and someone who arrives at union with God who is light. This whole process is one of going from darkness to light. This whole process is holy illumination. And it's not just something we do in this age, but we do it even in the next. St. Paul says we go from glory to glory in the next age. A continual movement into God who is light. And light in an infinite sense. This is open to us in as much as we open our souls to it, to God. I want to ask a question. The question is, in trying to grow into the light of Christ, and the Lord says the lamp of the body is the eye and that we're to receive light within us, he gives us a word of caution. Does anyone remember what that word of caution is? He says to be careful that the light that is in you is not darkness. Remember that? So that be careful so that the light within you is not darkness. This is a very important warning for us. Very important. Because many times we might feel that we're growing in the light and the knowledge of God. But we need a way to test it, to make sure that it's certain, that it's true. So that the light within us is not darkness. We said that St. Nicolai tells us that those five candles all have that same light, and that we can't blow out any one of those lights. When we have a moment of epiphany, when we have a moment where we think we're being enlightened by God, it's very key to remember all of those candles and make sure that we don't need to blow out any of those other candles in light of our new epiphany, our new knowledge. Today, this happens all the time. Society thinks it's coming to a period of enlightenment, post-Christian enlightenment, a new kind of understanding and a new awareness of God. And society is deceived. The light within it is darkness, because in order to accept this new teaching, this new light, we have to start blowing out the other candles. We have to start blowing out the candle of creation. We overturn that which is natural for the unnatural. We have to start blowing out the scriptures and dismissing the teachings there. We have to start blowing out the church and the influence of the church. And we end up thinking that we're filled with the light of the Holy Spirit when we're not. We've extinguished the grace of God within us, accepting a light which is darkness rather than the true light of God. This is a great warning that Christ gives to us, that the light within us is not darkness. And he says even more than this. He says, test to see how great that darkness is. And how do we test how great that darkness is? Find out which candles we have to blow out. We find out what we need to get rid of to accept that new teaching. The measure in which that darkness abides within us is the measure in which we reject God's natural order, we reject God's scriptures, we reject God's church, and we don't even know it, we're rejecting His Holy Spirit. This is a great warning for us. But the great privilege is that we can accept that fullness within Holy Orthodoxy, that we can have all of those candles lit, and that we can abide in that fullness of light. On this Sunday, we have two things that we celebrate today. One is Father's Day. We congratulate all of you who are fathers. And the second is we celebrate the end of the academic year. We'll have the prayer for the giving of thanks to God at the end of the academic year for the teachers and students. This will happen at the end of the Divine Liturgy, and we'll sing many years to our fathers and to our teachers and to our students. St. Nikolai Vinogradovich gives us some advice to those who are in the position of fatherhood as parents, to those who are teachers, educators, and also gives some advice to those of us who are priests, who are clergy, who are supposed to be, to some degree, spiritual fathers and teachers. Here's what he says. He says, parents are in some ways their children's eyes, as are teachers for their pupils and leaders for their people. And those who walk ahead cannot see where they're going, still less will those who follow them be able to see. If parents have gone astray, how can their children find the right path? If teachers tell lies, how can their students learn truth from them? If the leaders of the people are godless, how can their people be devout? If God's priests are impure, how can the faithful be pure? He's right, isn't he? That those who are in a position of being a father or a parent, being a teacher, being clergyman, or in any position of leadership have a responsibility. And really, this is for all of us who are older, who have a responsibility for our youth, for that next generation. Whether they be the next generation in the church, the next generation as Americans, the next generation just on this earth, we have a responsibility for them so that they don't walk in darkness. And how do we best meet that responsibility? How can we lead them well? The only answer to this question, the only answer to how we can lead others, is by first learning how to be led ourselves. By seeing the only light of the world, God in Christ, and abiding in the fullness of that light, so that we can see where we're walking, where we're going, see the straight and narrow path that leads to the kingdom of God, and actually walk it. And walk it by moving through the different stages, inquire, catechumen, being joined to the church, purified, illumined, arriving at union with God, going through this process of illumination. This is what we do as Christians. We see the light of the kingdom and we walk to that light. If we can, we run to that light. We embrace it in its fullness. St. Nikolai might say it, that we need to become servants of God and not servants of that which opposes Him, because we cannot serve two masters. We can't be part of the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. He would tell us that we need to be illumined by those five lights. The light in creation, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, in the church, and the light that is within us by the grace of God. And he would tell us that if we want others to enter into this kingdom, those whom we love, our children, the next generation, that we must enter into that kingdom ourselves. There is no other way to do it but to become children of light, sons and daughters of light. This is what Christ has prepared for us. And through us, he's prepared it for our children, for that next generation. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.